All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on? I'm Scott from Koenig, and with me is Nick from Koenig. We're not exactly in the office, but...
Not this time.
Right. But welcome back to another episode of Wheel Wednesday Podcast. This is a special episode. It's probably more special for us than it is for you, but we are going to tell you why that this podcast will be important to you in just a few moments. I'm going to spoil it right off the bat. And I'm going to tell you that there is going to be a giveaway to celebrate our one-year podcasting anniversary. Ooh. So we're going to...
Cue the confetti animation.
Woo! Streamers and everything. The reason I want to tell you that is we are going to give all the details of how to enter...
In a bit.
Who's eligible, what you can win, etc. All that stuff. And we're going to tell you in this podcast. So... you need to tell your friends, tell your buddies, all these people to say when you do a wheel giveaway. We are doing a wheel giveaway. It's happening right now. And we're going to give you all the information in the podcast. Here's the thing. Because we're celebrating the podcast, we're only going to tell you in this podcast. So if you are not subscribed to us right now, I suggest tell your friends to get subscribed, because what you will miss if you don't watch this podcast is the giveaway. You know, at some point you're going to see somebody announces a winner. Everybody's going to be like, they were giving away a set of wheels? Because you didn't watch the podcast.
You're like, wait, I didn't know. That's because you didn't watch the podcast. Right.
That's exactly right. So what I'm going to ask you to do at this point is please make sure that you go ahead right now, subscribe, and give us a like so we can get this thing pushed out there. And we are going to give you all the details today on this podcast, how you can enter and all the rules and all that stuff. We're not posting it anywhere else. So this is it. You're either going to see it here and you're going to be attentive and you're going to figure this whole thing out, or there's going to be one of those missed opportunities that will occur.
I mean, the only way they would know about the giveaway...
Right.
Without us putting it anywhere else, is seeing the thumbnail of this video. The thumbnail of the video says giveaway. That's the only thing. Like, we're not promoting it on Facebook, Instagram, anything. As far as
well, that's not necessarily true. We'll say that there's a giveaway going on, and we'll point them to YouTube. But that's about as far as we're gonna go. But there's a catch to this whole thing, and you have to listen to this podcast.
This is my favorite part.
I know, this is the good part. There's a catch to how you will figure out if you won or not. And so what I'm going to say to you is make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you hit that notification bell, because if you don't, it may be very difficult and you could miss your opportunity even if you do win. Again, we're going to explain all this in this podcast. Today's podcast is all about that. That's what it's about. It's about the giveaway. It's about the fact that we have been officially doing Wheel Wednesday for 1 year today.
One entire year. Yep. I gotta look, go back and look at the first, like the date of the first one.
This is our 52nd one.
This is the 52nd one. So, you know, if we do one once a week, it's definitely a year. But I want to say Monday, maybe? Or Sunday? Was it like an actual 1 year?
Oh, the date. Yeah.
Like the date, yeah.
So I think what's interesting for us is that if you are new to the podcast, and this may not be something that you've seen before and you're coming here for the giveaway, the one thing you should know is that our podcast is not about selling you Koenig product. No. Our podcast is about talking about car-related things, is about talking about mostly wheel tech-related things. We take a lot of questions. We do a lot of fun things. We talk a lot about sponsorship and how you can get sponsorship. And they don't just apply to our company. And that's, you know, we try to make sure that our podcast and anything that's on our YouTube channel, except for the ones that are labeled like wheel videos, are all informational and give back type stuff.
Right.
So, you know, I hope that you'll use this as an opportunity maybe to check out some of our other stuff. And in addition to that, really see that, you know, a lot of the stuff that we are putting out here can help you regardless of which wheel brand you're using. And it's something that we do just because we're car people and we just like to put some stuff out that we feel has some factual information in it. And then the car talk is just kind of the nature of what it is when two people get together.
Pretty much.
So I think we should start by getting right into some of these details.
Okay.
Right? Let's start with basically how the contest is going to work. We have put together 10 questions. And those questions are... We're not putting them below. We have them on the site.
We'll put them on the screen. Are you going to read them off? What we'll do is as you.
No, I'm not gonna read the question. I don't think I'm gonna read the questions.
No.
At all. I think here's what I think.
At a random point in the podcast, we're gonna put the questions on screen.
No. We're gonna put the questions in the description below. Okay. So the questions will be in the description below, and there'll be a link, and that link will take you to a landing page on our website where you will be able to put in the answers to those questions and be able to put your YouTube handle or username in, and there'll be another field for your email address. Now, let's talk about those points. The first thing is, let's not go there yet. Let's talk about how to, we're still in the how-to mode.
I feel like you made it a little too easy. If it was up to me, they would have to find the question.
Search through.
It'd be funny if like we did it throughout the podcast, just put like a random one on screen. Like you got to collect.
I know, but now we're making a treasure hunt.
Now it's a game.
So here's how it works. We're putting together 10 questions that actually all the questions are derived from our Wheel Wednesday episodes of the podcast. So it's not the interview podcast or anything like that when you see some of the celebrities or, you know, YouTube people that we know or personalities come on and we talk to them. It's the ones where it's specifically the Wheel Wednesday edition. So you're going to go through those. There's 10 questions from podcasts that we've done, and you're going to find the answers. Now, the goal here is that we are going to take everyone who gets 100% of the questions right. So if you get 10 for 10, we're going to take everybody that gets 10 for 10, put them into a pile, and choose one winner.
Randomly.
I think we're going to choose one winner for wheels and two runners up to get t-shirts. That's
yes.
What I think.
I like that.
Okay. So that's the plan. That's what we're doing. Now, here, let's talk about some of the logistics of this. This is a fun giveaway. It's not, you know, something crazy formal. This is just kind of to say thank you for those who have been watching and commenting and part of our community. And in addition to that, welcome some new people to the podcast and just give them a little bit of exposure to it. So that's the point of the whole thing. These 10 questions... some of them are a little tricky. Many of them you'll be able to answer if you watch a few episodes. When we get into this whole thing, it's really important that you put in the username for your YouTube channel and you put in the email address that you check often, because we're going to pick 10 people. We're going to pick everybody who gets 10 out of 10. And we're going to choose one person at random. And then we're going to email them to you on the email that you used on the landing page that the link is below.
Right.
We're going to email the winner and give you 24 hours from the time that we email you to email us back and confirm who you are. If you miss the 24-hour window, we're moving on to another winner.
Yep.
That means it's over. You don't win anything. It's over. So it's very important. Now, here's the thing. We are going to run this contest till Friday, July. It's not contest, giveaway, whatever you want to call it. Giveaway. We're going to run this giveaway until Friday, July 17th. Right. Now, we're going to run it to 11:59. That means you can put 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. So that's 3. It's 2:59 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. You can submit your things on the website to that point, and they will be considered. After that point, we're not taking any more. Anybody that comes in afterwards, not eligible. If somebody does, if we don't get anybody that gets 10 out of 10, then what we will do is we will find the next, like, so if it's 9 out of 9, like, if it's 9 out of 10 is the next one that somebody got right, we'll take that number, and everybody who got 9 out of 10 will be in that pile, and we will randomly draw from that pile.
Right. I'm curious now. I wonder how many people are actually going to get 10 out of 10. I didn't think the question, like, I don't think the questions are too challenging, especially if you're, you know, you're somebody that watches them regularly.
Right. If you don't watch them, it's going to take you a little bit of work. But, I mean, look, think about how many hours it would take you to save up the money to buy a set of wheels and then figure out how many people are not going to go through the effort the way you can. So I think there's a fair shot for somebody to win here.
Well, if you think about it, Scott, if we've got 52 podcasts and each one, let's say on average we got 30 minutes, it's only 26 hours of watching.
Yeah, but it's not going to take people 26 hours. These questions, many of these questions can be answered
in like the first couple.
In a few minutes, yeah. I think we have one or two tough questions that you may have to dig a little bit. But let's see. So that's the deal. Just to recap, there's going to be 10 questions. They're below the description. I mean, there's a link below as well. The link is where you'll go to answer those 10 questions. You need to put an email address that you check often, and you also need to be able to put in your YouTube handle or your YouTube user name. Now, here's why it's important that you subscribe below and click the notification button. We are going to announce the winner sometime in the week after July 17th. So July 17th is a Friday. Sometime in that following week, we are going to announce the winner. That winner will be announced in a very short video that's going to be put up onto our YouTube channel. You have 24 hours from that point to email us with the email address that you used when you saw on the website and let us know that you saw it and you know, like, awesome, I'm the winner, right? That means if you are not subscribed below, if you don't have the notification button on, there is a high likelihood that you may miss that video, and 24 hours later, another video will be up where we're announcing another winner, and you are no longer a winner.
Yes.
So there's the catch, right? The catch is that you really make sure you can hear if you won or not, you have to really be subscribed and have the notification bell on. So that's what I'll say. And look, for those who are not regulars here, we hope that you'll stay and at least leave the notification bell on and check out some of the topics or look as the notifications come in, because maybe not every topic will be something you want to hear, but maybe there might be some topics that are helpful or people to come on or guests or pieces of content we're putting up that you will enjoy. So we don't expect everybody to watch everything, but it would be cool if, like, you know, maybe you hold that stuff out. And again, if this goes really well, which I'm hoping it will, we may do other ones just like this. So we'll tell you here first.
Scott, how many people is it that are usually watching? What is it, a percentage? How many people watch our podcast that don't click the subscribe button?
Oh, like it's like 78%.
Just subscribe,
guys. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I mean, I'm going to put an animation right here. Click the button.
Yeah. Right. So there's that, right? So let's now talk about who is eligible. We are only going to ship to the continental U.S. So, Nick, put an animation that goes, boo, right? Because that's what happens here. We're only going to ship to the continental U.S. Now, people have always said every time we run a contest and we say, oh, it's open to USA residents only. They've said, what about Canada? What about Mexico? Here's the thing. This time we're saying we're only shipping to the continental U.S. That does not mean that this time you cannot win if you're outside the country. We're only shipping to the continental U.S., meaning that if you're from Canada and you can find somebody like a freight forwarder or a broker or anything like that, if you're from Mexico, if you're from Europe or any one of these places where you can organize getting the wheels shipped to a freight forwarder or anything like that, we are happy to give to go that way and get you your set of wheels shipped. However, we're only shipping to the continental U.S. So technically, this contest is open to anybody, but our shipping responsibility stops
once it leaves
the continental U.S. Like, you know what I mean? Like, continental U.S. is where we go. That's it. Everything after that is on you. So if you're going to enter, assume that you could kind of have some of those details worked out in a short period of time. Let's go back into who else is eligible. We have to stay to people who are of... who are not minors. We're going to run this to
July Friday, 17th.
July 17th.
11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm. 2:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those of you trying to do the math.
Exactly. you must be an adult in the state that you reside. Okay? We're going to run with that.
Okay.
Or of driving age. How about that? Should we do that?
But what do you mean by driving age? Because you can start driving at 16. Are we talking permit? Right, so, are you talking license? Are you talking...
Yeah, let's do this. If you're of driving age, you're eligible.
Okay.
Okay? If you're of driving age, meaning that you have some sort of actual government, state license or ID, or government ID, right? Because we got people in different parts of the world, right?
That's true.
So, okay. So there's that. If it's going out of country, you are responsible for any taxes, duties, fees, etc. Again, we will give you the wheels. We'll ship them. Wheels must be in stock, meaning that when we hit you up, if we have wheels that are arriving in a couple days or maybe even a week, no problem. If you're waiting for wheels that are back ordered or are going to be not in stock for a month, no good. We can't do those wheels. It's just there's too many moving pieces and we can't keep track of back orders for a giveaway. So it has to be in stock. We will work with you to try to find something that works hopefully for your car.
Right.
And
it's better anyway because now you're not waiting and you can literally be on the phone and be like, all right, cool. We shipped the wheels to you. They're on the way.
Right. You know, there is no substitution. In other words, there's no substitution prize. If you either take a set of wheels that we have in stock or you don't. There is no other prize or cash payout or anything like that. It's just we're giving away a set of wheels. If it doesn't work for you, then, you know, whatever. We're not responsible for fitment. We're not responsible for any of that stuff. That's something you got to take care of on your own, but we will help you and guide you choose the best set that we have in stock. Let's see. Again, one of the things you should need to understand is it's really important that we have your YouTube username and your
email.
Your email. It does not help you to enter more than once. So I would say spend all the time you need until July 17th, enter once. So there's that. In fact, I'll even go as far to say don't enter multiple times. We're gonna filter them by username. And, you know, I mean, if somebody's so inclined to want to subscribe on 100 different usernames, I mean, hey, what are you gonna do? So that's the deal. So recapping real quick, Nick. Your below is a link and 10 questions.
Yes, it is.
The 10 questions there you can read through. Once you find the answers, there's a link. Click on the link. You'll go over to, it will take you to a landing page. When you get to that landing page, it will allow you to answer those 10 questions. And in addition to that, at the bottom, we'll say what's your email address. And then at the bottom of that, right below that, it will say, what is your YouTube username. We will then go through those answers within the week after July 17th, in that following week. We will choose all the winners that have the most amount right. So if it's 10 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 that was the most that people got right, we will choose everybody in that same level. We will randomly draw a winner. And we will go onto YouTube sometime in that week, and we will put up a video, a very small video, that announces the YouTube username that was given to us.
Right.
And you have to reply back to, you have to send us an email saying, hey, I'm the winner.
And that's my username.
From the email address that you provided. So right. Type carefully. Any discrepancies, no good, no win. Has to be factual. Your username has to be correct perfectly, and so is your email address. So make sure that you do those things. But that's it. I mean, I know it sounds a little complicated. It's really not. It's 10 questions. Answer the questions. Fill out the information. And
good luck.
Have a chance to. Yeah. And you know, from Nick and I, and from everybody at Koenig, we greatly appreciate everybody that listens and comments and has been just a positive car enthusiast and part of our community a little bit. It means a lot to us, not only because of the sake that you're here listening to us, but also because we really enjoy doing this stuff for other car people, and you know, it's kind of what it's always been about for us. You know, we're car people. We like to do car related things. This seems like something that was different than we had done before, and about a year ago we came out on a quest to try to do a weekly podcast, and we said, I don't know what's going to happen after about 20. What are we going to talk about?
And no lie, like, it's been a little bit of a struggle. There's times where we're scratching our heads about to film and we're like, what are we even going to talk about? But we always manage to pull something out, and we've been through 52 of them. So
right,
let's do, you know, another 52.
Let's go. Yeah, for 2 years. We're setting it out. We're setting it out. But, you know, it's interesting. It's like, you know, we a lot of our tech pieces of content are very related to just good informational pieces, again, not really about our product, and we try to bring you information that you could use no matter what brand you use. You know, if you're using a different brand, hey, like Mazel Tov, like whatever, you know what I mean? Like, that's not the point of this podcast. It's not the point of the content we put up on our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is specifically 90% of the time reserved just for putting up informational pieces.
Right.
And we hope that they're helpful and useful, and we hope that it will be a place where real car enthusiasts can come regardless of race, age, religion, I mean, everything. Just, if you're a car person, you're good with us, come there, comment, talk about the things that you're struggling with, talk about whatever, allow other car people to help you out. You know, if we have access, I mean, listen, you may be having this problem with some sort of, you know, crazy Honda swap, and maybe we're like, all right, well, we'll make a video to help some guy out, you know, with one of the Honda guys we know. Like, we may push through the boundaries over the course of this journey. Yeah. Like we'll help out. Like, you know, like what do you got going on? And if you have our wheels on your build and you want to send some footage in or different things like that, listen, this channel is literally something we are just doing for the most part for fun and to be able to communicate with you. Yeah. We just want to be able to communicate with you, right? We want to be able to talk to you, tell you about the things we have going on, hear the things you have going on, put up some stuff that's helpful, and talk to some cool car people. That's really all we do with this thing. And just in case you don't know, we go live on Instagram and Facebook every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, and we've been doing that for long time now. Yeah, it has to be a year as well.
Probably.
It's got to be really close.
I think we started it maybe
it was a month or so after.
There's a couple podcasts when we started doing that.
For like 11 months.
That would have been a good question for us to write down one day.
Yeah, but you know what? We only started putting up our lives into the IGTV. Series things.
Because we announced it on the podcast, so I don't know.
I think we covered everything, right? We have everything. Must be in stock. The whole thing.
I think we covered everything. There's nothing missing. I mean, just a quick recap. Questions are in the description below. The link is in the description below. All you have to do is either know it or go back to our podcast and watch, watch some of them and try and find the answer. It shouldn't be that.
Yeah, this
hard.
Is open book. This is open
like,
book.
Yeah. Like, it's not like, yeah. You know, it's not like an SAT. You can't, no, if you want, go back and watch some of our podcasts. And that's pretty much it, you know? Leave all your information that's in that link that we ask you for. Make sure it's proper and hit the bell notification. It can't get any simpler than that, really.
Yes. Subscribe and hit that notification bell. It's really important you do that for the contest, and we really hope that you'll stay after the contest is over if you're new. And the truth is, we don't expect you to watch everything. Not everything's going to resonate with everybody, but there's going to be a lot of information that we will put up or people will talk to that you do find interesting. We've had Chris for BS for Build. We had Trevor from Motion Auto. We randomly had, oh, we had the guys from Speed Academy, Dave and Pete. We have a lot of random people that we talk to and bring some stuff to you. And what's interesting about a lot of that content is that it's not their content. It's our content. And the reason that that's different is because you're going to get a very... I've been friends with a lot of these guys for a long time now. You're getting very candid conversations and information and behind-the-scenes stuff that won't ever come up on their channel because it's not part of the channel
push. It's not part of the content that they're putting out. So you usually wouldn't hear anything like that. Especially on our podcast. Our podcasts are usually just straight-up interviews that turn into conversations about, I don't know, whatever they're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're on iTunes or Google Play or anything like that, you can always grab us there. We're Koenig Behind the Wheel Podcast. You can get all that information. Nick, I think that's it, man. Again, information's down below. This goes to July 17th, 2020, just to make sure in case anybody's watching this backward. And
in case anybody's watching this for our 104th podcast.
Right. Hello, the future. so that's the deal. We got a lot of cool things happening right now. I'll give people, you know what? I'm going to do something else on this podcast for a little celebration. We have been having a lot of people talk about the Countergrams. Just in case you don't know what I'm staring at, I got a microphone that's in front of me right now. It's not my usual setup here. And it keeps, for some reason, making me look at it. So I'm going to give another little, people have been asking about Countergrams and Hexaforms for a whole, like, we get that question for months now. We have a bunch of them. So I'm going to just quickly hit this out, and I think this is going to be cool. Let's see. We have Hexaform. We have a lot of Hexaforms, especially 18-inch, all different bolt patterns and stuff, coming in around July 6th. In addition to that, we have more coming around the 8th. Looks like we're also going to have a lot of Countergrams coming in. It looks like 15, 17, and 19 inch sizes around the 10th of July. Let's see what else we got here. More Hexaforms, 15 and 17 inch again coming in. It looks like right around the 10th of July. Let's see, Countergrams, it looks like we have a lot of 17 and 19 inch stuff coming in. Well, more stuff coming in right around the 14th.
Wow.
We also have More stuff coming in on the 14th. That means there's a few containers there. Let's see. On the 16th, we have more hypergrams in the new graph I finished. So I don't know why that was. Let's see here. Then we have a lot of countergrams and hexaforms coming in right at the end of the month, the 22nd and the 27th of July. So the whole month is going to turn into the new wheel month. But that's the exclusive update from us to you for anybody who's made it this far and is interested about that.
Nice. Yep. I'm interested on that. I'm excited. I can't wait for the wheels to get here.
Yeah, we're going to do something cool.
Can't wait to see all the cars that have them and hopefully get content. That'd be really nice.
Yeah. Hopefully Nick's going to get that Miata painted and we're going to get some wheels on it.
I'm working on it.
I know. He is. Literally, you can look behind him. You can look behind him, maybe, and see some parts. I don't know.
Can you see behind?
Like some parts. That's
My hood's over there somewhere. My bumper's... Cars and pieces.
He's got stuff.
We should do updates. We'll do little story.
Yeah,
updates.
We should actually put together one video of you, like, doing the car.
There we go. I like it.
Anyhow,
I've been filming. Good. So let's see. Maybe.
All right. Good. So that's it. Thank you for a year of continued support and watching us. And if you're new here, welcome. We really hope that maybe you'll stick around and tune in for some things that we have going on. For more information about the podcast, head over to koenigwheels.com/podcast. If you're looking for information about this particular giveaway, again, it's in the description below, and we're not going to be putting that link or those questions anywhere else. That is where they're going to be. So if you need to check anything out, this is where it resides. Tell your friends, tell your buddies. Get anybody that you want to involved. We appreciate it. I think they may appreciate it as well. And that's it. Again, we go live Wednesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern on Facebook and Instagram. And if you ever want to tune in, come hang out with us, ask us questions. That's a great place to do it, and we answer almost every one of them. So that's it. We will catch you next Wednesday for number 53.
Come back.
Come back. There'll be a 53rd.
We're starting the second year of Wheel Wednesday podcast.
Second year.
Come back for it.
That's right. Thanks for tuning in. Take care of yourself, and we will catch you next time.
Peace.